Yeah, exactly. It's June 26th of 1979.
Well, what do you remember? I mean, who did you meet that day?
You guys took good care of it.
We had just come back from vacation, like going to work, and my boss and say, Larry, you started out today. I said, great, who's coming with me?
Yeah.
And he said, we'll back up. He said, you have to go by yourself. I said, okay, where do I start? And he said, Highway 5th. And my question is, where's Highway 5th?
How big is your total route? I mean, you got...
I deliver between 150 and 180 stops a day.
But is it, does it include Cedar Creek, or?
I start, yeah, Springfield, Lewisville, Cedar Creek, Richfield, got the rail routes, I got part of the battalion. I run about 200 to 230 miles a day. And so that started my, that whole thing there, and then just coming down the road and see a package and a name and just start asking people. And people took me in from that day on. They just, it felt sorry for an old guy that was lost.
Right.
And it just kind of fell into place, so.
Is it the same thing in Springfield? I mean, could you do it up there?
Oh, yeah, I had all you guys all at the same time.
And when you started this, how long do you think you're going to be doing it? Just to fill in? Or?
No, I just, you don't even think about it. You just, you know, you got a job, so you just go out and just do it. And before long, you know, time just passed. It just got busy.
But it's been how many years?
29 out here. And it's been 31 years and 4 months and 3 days when I leave.
Okay,
and you're going to... John is kind of the best thing in my life.
And you're going to go on retirement. What advice do you give for kids that are just entering the workforce and they got no idea what to look for? Tell me what you've learned about work.
The best thing is there's nothing comes easy. Don't expect a lot. It's only what you do for yourself and how you put yourself out there is what's going to get you through it. And have a great supporting cast. When you got two counties of people looking after you and helping you, it's pretty easy. But just take care of the people.
You've heard of Larry the Cable Guy?
Yeah.
Are there any similarities between Larry the UPS guy and Larry the Cable Guy? I mean, Larry the Cable Guy says, get her done.
Yeah. And I get her done.
Okay.
No, they're just my family. There's
a big party that everybody's planning on Saturday out in Springfield. Going to be a big shindig out there.
You know, there wasn't supposed to be that. This all started by, I just found out, you know, we bought a house in Texas, in Austin. And I thought, well, I better start getting my buys and stuff in line so people know I'm leaving. The guy come in, because every time I come back from vacation, the relief guard says, Larry, everybody keeps thinking you're retired. So, Larry, what are you going to do? So... A lot of birds started spreading it out there and leaving. The Keith said at the guard said, so we got to have a party. And I said, no, Keith, I said, I can't have a party.
I bet Springfield drug.
Yeah. He says, why not? And I says, Keith, I said, how do you invite people from two counties? The hardest thing, this is going to be tough, very, very tough. I got a situation, I got very attached to everybody, very attached. And I said, it's going to be a very emotional day for me that last day. I want to get out of here, under the wire, under the radar.
Not likely.
He said, well, next day I come back, he said, July 26th, how's that suit? And I said, for what? So a party. I said, Keith, no parties. This would be very small. He said, I promise it would be very small. I should have known better than that, but that's...
One thing that you'd like to be able to say to the entire community?
Is thank you for everything, all that they've done for me and my family through the years, and I'm going to miss you. I'll miss
Larry, the UPS guy. Thank you.
Thanks, Jim.
Okay, bye-bye.